talking about a home. From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, the Charleston Fall Home Show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com, and TryAnInteriorDesigner.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. That was This Love by Bob Marley, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to our show producer Christine Sinanen for coming up with today's home theme song. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Fall Home Show, which happens every August, both at the Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston, and also the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, which is coming up Saturday, April 27th on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. Today's show is coming to you from Pacific Shore Stones. And they're located off of Clements Ferry Road, right near Daniel Island. We'll be talking to Lane Manos with Pacific Shore Stones. Also, Christopher Sarija with Advanced Window Fashions. Remodeling contractor Richard Runnels with Just Additions and Remodeling. Caroline Kreese with Energy One America. And also Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. Well, I did mention the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and next week's show, I'm going to have some great, a lot of details to share with you, so stay tuned and have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from Pacific Shore Stones, and they're located at 414 Jessen Lane, just off of Clements Ferry Road near Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Lane Manos with Pacific Shore Stones. How you doing, Lane?
Hey, Tim.
Take a moment, Lane, and tell everybody about Pacific Shore Stones.
We are a wholesale supplier of natural stones such as granite, marble, and quartzite, and we also carry quartz.
Very good. And before we started the interview, you mentioned to me that you folks have a brand new line of quartz.
We do. We're very excited. Coming next month in April, we have a new line of quartz from Italy, coming from the supplier named Antolini. And Antolini, we're very excited because Antolini is a very high-end supplier in Italy, and they have beautiful granites and marbles that we already get some of our stock from, and they've created a quartz line and an affordable quartz line. So even though they're high end, this line is very affordable. We're very excited about it.
Well, that's great. Very good. And as a and Pacific Shore Stones, you folks don't actually cut the stones that go into people's houses. You folks are considered a wholesaler.
Right. I'm the wholesaler and supplier of the stone. So we order the slabs from across the pond, and they come right through our ports here, and we unload the containers of them and have them out in a huge warehouse for the public to come in and view them all.
Gotcha. So let's talk for a second about the wholesaler's role with regards to the stone that will ultimately make its way into a homeowner's kitchen or bathroom or
yeah.
what have you.
So, you know, a lot of people think that they just go to Lowe's or Home Depot and they don't get to see the full effect of a slab of granite. You know, they just see these little samples and some of these big box stores. Whereas the benefit of us is you can come into our warehouse and see the full size slab. And they're really just pieces of artwork. We have over 120 different colors. So anybody can come in and find what they're looking for.
What's a slab?
Oh, a slab of granite. It's can range from about 45 square feet up to 70 square feet. And when they're cut from the quarries, they're cut in these huge blocks, and then they're sliced like a slice of bread. Mm. So you can get a lot of people come in and almost get a whole slab just for their island. Mm-hmm. It's pretty unbelievable.
It's kind of I always think of it as it's a little bigger than a piece of plywood, for example.
Yeah.
Sheet
yeah.
of plywood. Whenever whatever project you have, you're redoing your kitchen or bathroom. Ultimately, you're going to have to approve the
right.
slab, right?
Right. Yeah, and that's another great benefit of us is you can come in and actually pick your stone. You know, my warehouse guys are available to move slabs for you, and you know, you could go through six or seven slabs because every slab is going to have some little difference to it.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes, but Pacific Shore Stones does not cut the stone.
Right. We're just the supplier. So we're really, you know, factory direct. I mean, we get this stone from the quarries right to our door, and they're polished or leathered or honed already for you to see. They will have to get a fabricator who will cut and install the stone.
Gotcha. Do you have a list of fabricators here at Pacific
yeah,
Shore Stones?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we work with everybody in town, but yeah, we do have a list that we like to hand out to people.
Gotcha. Sometimes the fabricator the fabricator is the company that cuts the stone. They have their own slabs on mm-hmm. on site, or they might have just some small samples for you to look
yeah.
at. What is the advantage of coming to Pacific Shore Stones versus maybe buying your slab directly
yeah.
at the fabricator?
I would say the advantage for us is, you know, we are factory direct. That's our job, is to have a warehouse full of these stones. The fabricator, you know, their warehouses are to hold those big machines to cut it. You know, they really don't have the size to hold, you know, 2,500 plus slabs like we do in over 120 colors. So you really get to see it all when you come here.
A bigger selection
yes.
at Pacific mm-hmm. Shore Stones versus a smaller selection
right.
at the fabricators. And some fabricators don't have full slabs at all. You're looking at little tiny samples.
Yep.
And as I mentioned before, you may look at a little sample, but if you choose that sample, you'll ultimately have to maybe go to Pacific Shore
right,
Stones to approve the slab.
Yeah, it's
Why
so hard. It's just, you really don't get the full effect of like the color and the veining and the movement from a little sample. I mean, that could just be from a little corner taken off a slab, whereas you come here and you can see it all. And, you know, maybe that there's some movement that you want right on the island, and you can choose that and show that to your fabricator. Hey, mm-hmm. I want this, you know, certain cut right on the island.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Now, this is kind of a revolutionary thing. In the past, every wholesaler, stone wholesaler I've ever talked with will tell you that they can't actually quote the prices
right.
of the slabs, and they have some, and different wholesalers have different, like, symbols or codes,
right.
like $4 signs
yeah.
or
we
what
did,
are some of the
yeah,
other codes?
We did the star system. And we still do. We have stars on our slabs. So one star being on the lower end in price, and we go up to 5 stars. And that has nothing to do with, you know, the quality of the stone. It's all about supply and demand and how much it costs for us to bring it in. But now when they come in, it's not a guessing game anymore. Before they leave, we can get them a price on that slab. And it's just been huge. It's been so beneficial. you know, the public has just been so grateful and so happy, you know, and they're not having to, you know, wait on their fabricator to get them a quote. I mean, fabricators are busy. I mean, you know, this area is growing. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it may take a couple of days to get a quote back to somebody. And they still will have to get a quote for fab and install from the fabricator, but now they can actually buy their slabs factory direct from us.
What would be some examples of like some of the one star or least expensive stones?
I mean, one stars can start out at anywhere, you know, you could get a slab for $700-$800. And I have slabs back there that are almost $10,000. So, I mean, it's a huge range and you can definitely find something within your budget.
And you mentioned it depends on supply and demand mm-hmm. for the stone. So, if a particular type of granite is there's a lot of supply of that, then
yeah.
it's going to be less expensive.
Right, exactly.
And maybe some of the more premium
right.
or exotic, I think is
yep.
the term you
yep.
you people in the stone business
yeah.
use. What would be an exotic stone that's really expensive?
An exotic stone that I have back there right now is called a slab of Lumerian. Lumerian is really special because it comes from Madagascar, Africa. It's a semi-precious stone, and they only cut a couple hundred blocks of it a year for the entire world. So it's very rare. So when we get it in, it's a treasure to get it when we get it in, but it is very, very expensive.
Gotcha. Yeah. What's it look like?
It's kind of got like a green background, and when the light hits it, it becomes kind of iridescent. It picks up these blues and oranges and yellows. It's pretty special.
It's one of those, you know, and just about any, every slab is unique,
right?
I mean, it's none of them look exactly alike, especially
right.
the ones with movement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you get an exotic, we use an exotic stone in your countertops like that. That becomes just a conversation
yeah,
piece. It's something
piece.
That
mm-hmm.
you you're very proud of, and you end
yep.
up you telling all your friends and family about it too.
Right, exactly.
What's the? We're almost out of time, but I did want to ask you, like, how many slabs does about Pacific Shore Stone have here?
Right now, we've got a little over 2,000 slabs back there.
2,000.
2,000.
That's got to be, that's great that you all are
yes.
Quoting prices, but I think my biggest problem would be narrowing down the choices.
It can be very overwhelming. So it is not uncommon for people to have to come in maybe twice, maybe three times, maybe four times. That's not uncommon at all. It's very, very rare that someone comes in and can make a decision on the spot right there. We would love you to do that. And I have a lot of people that do that, but it's a big decision and you're spending a lot of money and you've got to find what you want and be happy with it.
How do the staff here at Pacific Shore Stones, are you there to kind of walk
yeah,
with
absolutely.
The customer to help
yep.
them with them?
Mm-hmm.
And what kinds of samples do they typically bring in terms of their cabinets?
Oh yeah, cabinets, tile, backsplash, wallpaper, paint samples, we've got little carts that if you've got an armful of stuff, we can throw it in that cart and walk around with it. And it's very, very helpful when you bring those samples with you.
Right. So they're not going to be on their own in
no.
this vast
yeah.
warehouse of,
right.
of 1,200 stones or
right.
whatever awesome number that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Pacific Shore Stones?
They can find us on our website as well. And when they go to our website at pacificshorestones.com, they can also see our inventory. They can click on the Charleston inventory and see basically a live look at what we have in stock right now. So they can kind of get an idea of what they're looking for before they come in. And our phone number is 843-744-5665.
And where is the physical location?
We are located right off Clements Ferry Road, right before the Daniel Island exit at 414 Jessen Lane.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Lane Manos with Pacific Shore Stones. Thanks so much, Lane.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from Pacific Shore Stones. They're located at 414 Jessen Lane. just off of Clements Ferry Road near Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Christopher Sariga with Advanced Window Fashions. How are you doing, Christopher?
Doing well, thank you.
Good. Christopher, take a moment, tell everybody about Advanced Window Fashions.
Advanced Window Fashions is a Hunter Douglas gallery. We're the only one in the area. We are located in Mount Pleasant off of Long Point Road. We sell not only Hunter Douglas products, but a number of other brands, both residential and commercial window treatments.
What are the top-selling window treatments at Advanced Window Fashions?
I would say that down here we do a lot of shutters, a lot of woven woods, natural grass shades. We'll do a lot of blinds and roller shades.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loves those plantation shutters, don't they?
They do. They do, yes.
One of the big things that has been happening with window treatments is motorization. Talk about how Advanced Window Fashions can help homeowners with motorization of their window treatments.
Sure. So motorization has really become pretty big in the last few years. And what we really want people to start thinking about is when you are going to be building a home, you really want to come to us when you have a blueprint drawn up. So a lot of motorization, you'll hear about people having to change out their batteries once or twice a year. And that's a cost that just continues to grow year after year, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a cost that you have to deal with. So in the building process, we can come into the house and we can talk to your electrician about wiring everything up so that it's all hardwired and runs right off of the power in your house. If you already have a house built, we can do battery-operated roller shades or battery-operated window treatments. There are rechargeable battery-operated shades, solar rechargeable. So there's a little bit for both.
Good. So it's available to retrofit too. So if you have an existing home, you can still get the motorized shades without having to cut into the walls and run wires.
Exactly.
and things like that.
Yep.
How do the motorized window treatments, how are they operated? Is there a remote or do you use your smartphone?
Sure. So almost any motorized window treatment company or manufacturer offers either a remote that will do it or a way to link your smartphone with the Wi-Fi in the house. Now, when you purchase a motorized window treatment, you will get a remote in case your Wi-Fi goes out. But most of the time, people want to just turn their phones into their remotes.
Mm-hmm.
You can also hook up your Alexa or your Google Home to be able to open and close your shades.
Is there any option to time the shades so that they'll maybe operate while you're maybe on vacation to give that illusion of you being home?
Yep, absolutely. So in the app that you would download on your phone, you can set different scenes or different times for your shades to open and close. Depending on the remote you get, you can also do that directly mm-hmm. from the remote.
You mentioned before if you're building a house, it's always a good idea to bring your house plans into Advanced Window Fashions to help with those with choosing your window treatments. And it's a very, very common thing for homeowners to for that to be sort of an afterthought. Mm-hmm. And you'll see people who have built a house, they move in. And there's nothing on the windows, and mm-hmm. your neighbor is walking their dog at night. They really don't want to look in your house to look at you, to see you and stuff. So I mean, you need window treatments, and you don't want to have that brand new house and hang some sheets or something over the windows. So
right, exactly. And a lot of homes are built so that the sun doesn't come in on the windows, but you also have to think of all of the heat that is coming in through the glass, or the cold that is coming in through the glass or escaping heat from your house. So, window treatments aren't just something that aesthetically will look beautiful in the house. It's also going to help reduce the energy consumption that your house takes on.
That's a really good point. So if your house has the side that faces this has the southern exposure and it's going to be getting sun all day, that might create glare in your house. That's going to create fading mm-hmm. of your carpeting and your furniture, even your floors, your hardwood floors will fade. How do you help homeowners with, you know, controlling the amount of light that's coming in?
Sure. So we come in, and during our initial consultation, we will make note of the direction of the different windows and how the sun is affecting your house. And then we will go over a number of different treatments depending on what exposure we're talking about, whether or not you need some type of cellular shade for really high sun areas, or maybe just a silhouette or a roller shade that's going to reduce glare and cut down on the UV light that's going to come in, that's going to, like you said, damage floors, artwork, furniture, things like that.
What if you, anytime I've ever experienced someone who works nights, they become very obsessive about their sleep. And is there any kind of, like, what do you do if you just, you want absolute darkness in your bedroom during the daytime?
So Hunter Douglas just came out with a new product called Light Lock, and it's basically a channel system that you're going to put on either side of the inside casement of your windows, and then you'll get a treatment that rolls down between these two channels, mm-hmm. Which will give you a 100% blackout effect. Mm. If that's not the aesthetic look that you're looking for, when you put a window treatment on the inside of your window, you're going to get little light gaps on the side, right? Light likes to come in all sorts of little cracks. Mm-hmm. So for the full blackout experience, you're going to want to mount the shades either inside and then put drapery up, or mount the shades on the outside and let the fabric overhang the trim by, we say, 3 inches on either side, and then put drapes on top of that, and that will give you the darkness that you're looking for.
That's impressive. I mean, there's a lot of you're obviously very knowledgeable. A lot of thought goes into your window treatments. It's what do you say to people who maybe go down to the big box store and decide to buy some blinds or shades right off the shelf?
I think that's great for some people. You know, custom window treatments can be expensive if you've never done them before. I'll say that a lot of the big box stores, if you were to go buy some blinds, they're going to come in certain sizes. So they're not all going to fit in your window. You may have bigger light gaps on the sides. You may have a lot of fabric or slats that sit on the sill because it was meant for a longer window. So it's okay for some people. It's okay if you're only going to live in the house for a year or two and then you're moving on. But if you're looking to stay in this house for a number of years, or you're looking for the benefit of some of the treatments that you can't find in a big box store, then that's what we would suggest, that you come and talk with a professional.
You get what you pay for sure. And the other part of that is, and this is very surprising to people, is sometimes people will measure one window and they say, well, I've got 4 windows in this room, I just need to measure one. But even if it's a brand new house, a lot of times those windows are, the measurements are different from each, going from one window to another.
Exactly. So a lot of the times you'll see larger windows on the front side of the house and then smaller windows along the sides of houses. So you really have to be paying attention to that.
Well, what I'm referring to is it looks like the exact same size window in a room, but it's going to be off by, you know, a half an inch or less. Something is going to be off. And when you have custom window treatments, you folks are at Advanced Window Fashion are measuring every window. Even if there's 4 identical windows in a room, you're measuring every single one, right?
Yep. So you always want to be taking 6 measurements at each window, for the length, left side, right side, middle, and then the width, top, middle, and bottom. It's not so much the window itself, that's a different size. It's that when someone came in to put up the drywall or case out the window, that's not perfect.
Gotcha, yeah.
You know? So every window will be off by anywhere from, you know, an eighth of an inch all the way up to an inch. And you see a lot of those downtown as well, where the building has started to tilt to one side mm-hmm. and the windows are now out of square. And so we may be talking about an outside mount so that everything looks symmetrical.
Mm-hmm. Definitely not a do-it-yourself project. You want to hire professionals like Advanced Window Fashions. How can folks get more information about Advanced Window Fashions?
So we are we're online at advancedwindowfashions.com. You can call us directly. Our phone number is 843-881-8858. We are also on Instagram at Advanced Window Fashions. And you could also stop by our showroom, which is at 502 Wando Park Boulevard, Suite 105 in Mount Pleasant.
And that's right off of Long Point Road.
Yes.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Christopher Sariga with Advanced Window Fashions. Thanks so much, Christopher.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Pacific Shore Stones, and they are located at 414 Jessen Lane, just off of Clements Ferry Road near Daniel Island. And now we're talking with remodeling contractor Richard Runnels with Just Additions and Remodeling. How you doing, Richard?
I'm doing well, Tim.
Good. Richard, take a moment, tell everybody about Just Additions and Remodeling.
Well, Just Additions and Remodeling, we've been in business in the Charleston area for 15 years. We're a design-build company. We can design your project and build it out, start to finish.
Very good. Mm-hmm. What does that term design-build, you hear that a lot in the industry. What does that mean exactly?
Well, it means that we do all the design work in-house. I'm actually a designer. I do all the plans. We don't really have a need for an architect or to send the plans out or send the customer to somewhere else to get the designs done. We're basically a one-stop shop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the advantage of that is a lot of times, sometimes there can be a disconnect between what the architect draws and what you as the remodeling contractor has to implement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if it's like maybe sometimes one hand doesn't know what the other hand is doing, and so but by combining that, by bringing it all into one source, you can sometimes value engineer the project. So maybe I remember one architect had not heard of Advantech flooring, for example, that she had spec'd plywood. And the contractor said, you know, we use Advantech flooring instead of plywood. It takes away some of the squeaks and stuff that happen over time. That's one of those things that you, as the design build contractor, you would be identifying that and, you know, maybe not putting down something that isn't to the customer's best interest.
Well, that's true. That's true. Because everything we use, I understand what we use. You know what I mean? I understand what's in the plans. I understand what's in the drawings. Not to discount anything the architects do, because they're certainly a role for architects.
Sure.
I know my limitations, too.
Right.
And there are sometimes that some people contact me, and I actually will refer them to an architect because the project is just too large for me or just too, you know, intricate mm-hmm. for me to get, you know, involved with. But 99% of the time, you know, we do it all.
Good deal. And that ultimately helps saving the customer some money, too.
Mm-hmm.
What's it, being a remodeling contractor is different from building a builder who works on new construction projects. What's that like, being a remodeling contractor, the differences?
Well, the difference is we're working in people's homes that people live there. Half our work is cleaning. I mean, we have to clean up constantly all day long and make sure that that property is, you know, livable and clean at the end of the day. There's one thing I've always told all my help and all my contractors that work with me. If there's one thing the customer remembers at the end of a job, not so much the quality of the work, but if you were neat. And if you were neat and clean, people remember that. And that goes a long way. And we get that from customers all the time, how neat and clean the job sites are. And that's just one thing I've always emphasized with my workers.
You're one of those good contractors because I've experienced some of them that don't clean up very well. Mm-hmm. And you're right. When you clean up, that speaks volumes. When it sends the message to the customer that you care about their house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not just a job site. And it also kind of demonstrates that you're particular about the project. You're not going to be sloppy or anything like mm-hmm. that.
Exactly.
But when it comes to, you know, remodeling versus new construction, there are tricks to the trade, and there's that old saying about you never know until we get into the walls what we'll find. And how do you handle surprises that might pop up, and how do you prepare the homeowner for some of those surprises?
Well, some of the surprises that pop up are rotted beams, rotted interior walls, stuff like that. I mean, those are the common things you find that you really can't predict. Some other things are when you open a wall and there's pipes there that you didn't plan on, or wires that you didn't plan on. You do the best you can to see, to predict what's in the wall, or behind, under the floor, in the ceiling, whatever. But a lot of it's just experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been doing this for 40 years. And when you're in and out of so many homes, in that period of time, you kind of know what to expect. Mm-hmm. So I think I've got it down pretty good now.
And inevitably, you're going to run into maybe the work of a previous contractor, and you're trying to kind of scratch your head and think, what were they doing here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we come across that a lot, and shoddy workmanship, and we open something up and say, we find bare wires on the wall, and we, just things that were done and over time that, people covered up and got away with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Was 2018 a busy year for Just Additions and Remodeling?
It was. It was actually a banner year, our biggest year yet.
Mm-hmm.
And 19 is off to even a bigger start mm-hmm. than 18 was. So we expect even a banner year this year.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great. When it comes to remodeling your house, do you ever experience this where someone will call Just Additions and Remodeling and say, I'm getting ready to sell my house. I need you to come in and do some work to prepare it for sale.
Yeah. We get that occasionally. Usually, some of it's just neglect that they've let things go for so long,
The old deferred maintenance.
A lot of stuff outside, porches, decks, stuff that's either fallen apart or in, disrepair or something. And they got to get it in shape to sell. And we've gotten a lot of calls for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My big thing, and I constantly communicate this on the radio show, is if you've got a home that needs updating, needs remodeling, do it now. You take out a home equity loan, or borrow some money from a family member or something like that. Do it now. Enjoy your home. You're going to enjoy your home so much more when you have a new kitchen, a new bathroom. And you can do all of that. I'll spend all that money. It's going to be a little nerve-wracking to write those checks, but at the end of the process, you're going to have years and years of enjoying your home. And then when you go to sell it, you're going to get all your money back. I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's an investment. And so it's not like you're just spending money. You're spending money to enjoy your home, the quality of life, with if you have kids or, you're just entertaining friends and family and things like that. Why compromise just because, you're afraid to spend some money, because you're going to end up getting that money back at the end of the, when you go to sell your house, right?
Exactly. And on the other flip side of that is, If you're planning on staying in your home for the rest of your life, what do you care what you spend? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some people are nervous. They overspend for the neighborhood or whatever. But you shouldn't be thinking about that. If you're not selling your house, what do you care what the next person, what the house is going to be worth? Would it, if you're going to be there,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna, live out the rest of your life in your house. Do it the way you want it.
Do it. True. Exactly.
Do it the way you want it.
Don't cheap out.
Don't hold back because, I could see you holding back if you're only going to be there 5 years or 10 years, and you don't want to overdo it because you do want to get your money back. But, in a lot of cases, some people are real conscious about what they spend, even if they have the money. They say they're going to stay in the house for the rest of their life. Why not do it the way you want?
Right, right.
Why cut it?
And don't compromise on buying cheap materials mm-hmm. either. Just because you might be thinking, I'm going to be selling this, whatever, in 1 to 5 years. The people that are buying, they're going to spot the cheap materials and the cheap finishes right off. Buy materials that you would... you would enjoy for your own home.
Exactly.
And there will be a payback later. You'll be paid back for that investment in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how can folks get more information about Just Additions and Remodeling?
Well, they can call us at 843-352-7341. They can go to our website, which is justadditions.com. And, they can go to our website and fill out a form, which I'll get immediately, and we'll call you back and set an appointment. It'll be a free consultation.
And I bet you're one of those good contractors that calls people back.
Well, we do. That's another thing that's been one of my little pet peeves is, I don't like to leave anybody hanging.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't get to you or if I can't, do your job in a timely manner, I tell you,
mm-hmm.
But at least we have communication.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Well, good deal. Well, we have been talking with remodeling contractor Richard Runnels with Just Additions and Remodeling. Thanks so much, Richard.
Well, thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Pacific Shore Stones. They're located at 414 Jessen Lane, right off of Clements Ferry Road near Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Caroline Kreese with Energy One America. How are you doing, Caroline?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Take a moment, Caroline, and tell everyone about Energy One America.
Energy One America is located also on Jessen Lane on Daniel Island, and we sell spray foam insulation, fiberglass, and liquid applied exterior air seal products.
All right. Very good. Let's talk about the foam insulation that Energy One America can help homeowners with. What is spray foam insulation, and how does it work, and what's the benefit going to be to homeowners?
Spray foam insulation is the best insulation you can put in your house. I call it the Cadillac of insulations because it stops airflow. It's a good air seal in your attic and also in your floor system of an existing home. So we can insulate your attic, we can insulate your crawl space, and stop a lot of air from infiltrating out of your house.
Mm-hmm.
Energy loss is about 50% through the roof, 40% through the floor, and about 10% through the walls. So if you button up the top and bottom, that's going to dramatically reduce your electric bill, probably by about 40%.
Gotcha. When it comes to insulating your house, I know the old way of thinking used to be the house needs to breathe, and there are ridge vents. Is that the right term?
Yeah, ridge vents, gable vents, and soffits.
When you had your roof replaced, they would put in that. You can kind of see it. It's at the top of the peak of your roof. It's a little space where it's allowing the hot air to be released, and then a gable vent that also adds some airflow into your attic. And when you have spray foam insulation put in, you're covering all those up. You're creating a tight home.
Exactly. We are pretty much what you would call encapsulating the attic. So we're going to seal up the ridge vent, the gable vents, and the soffit vents. We don't want any airflow in your attic. When you have fiberglass on your attic floor, you do need airflow in order for it to work. But foam is the opposite. So foam keeps out dirty, humid, pollinated air from coming into your attic. So in the heat of summer, my personal attic is about 85 degrees. The attics that I go into are about 140 degrees. So you can imagine how that's going to dramatically impact your house.
How does a hot attic impact your home?
Heat seeks cold. So that hot attic is going to come down into the floor below. So inevitably, when I'm in a two-story house and I'm walking into someone's home going up to the attic on the second floor, I can easily feel a 10 to 15 degree difference between the first floor and the second floor. Mm-hmm. So that hot attic makes it hard also for your HVAC to keep up. It has to work a lot harder to make your house colder. So a lot of times the HVAC just can't keep up.
The heat in your attic is radiating down through the rest of your home. So if you felt the ceiling on your in the second floor of your home, it would probably feel warm in the summertime because that heat in your attic is radiating down. So you let's say this is an existing home and they already have the fiberglass insulation in the floor of the attic. Does that have to come out, or because the spray foam insulation you're spraying on the attic, the roof deck, right?
Yeah. We're spraying underneath the roof line, but the insulation on the floor, typically we want it to come out for several reasons. Sometimes people have had critters in their attic, if it's the blown fluffy insulation, we have an air pressure gun, so that's going to get all stirred up while we're spraying the foam, and it'll get caught up in the foam, and it won't allow us to seal the attic properly. So generally, we come in and we remove the insulation, and then the next day we come in and we spray the foam underneath the roof line.
Gotcha. And is there talk about the process? Is your workers are showing up? How does Energy One America kind of prepare the home? And while the installation of the insulation is going on, how do they, you know, how are they making sure that you know they're taking good care of your house?
They're going to mask off their pathway to the attic access. A lot of times I and they will recommend that we bring the hoses through a second floor window or a window near the attic access so that we're not like invading your house. But we'll mask off wherever the hoses go and wherever they go.
Mm-hmm. And there's a you have a rig outside that's...
There's a 20-foot rig outside making a lot of noise. there's a 20-foot rig outside, and the hoses are 300 foot long, and they are coming into the house. And the whole chemical reaction takes place at the tip of the gun, an inch from the tip of the gun. And then it comes out blasting, heated under pressure, mm-hmm. and you can touch it in 20 seconds.
What about now, there's two different types of spray foam insulation, right?
Correct. There's open cell and there's closed cell. Closed cell is a hard, rigid foam. It was invented in the 60s. Open cell is a softer, squishier foam that was invented in the 80s. Closed cell is good at strengthening your roof should there be like a hurricane or some sort of weather like that. And open cell is a good sound absorber.
Mm. So maybe if you're building a house, you might opt to have some... open cell insulation sprayed between the floors because you don't necessarily want to hear your kids tramping around upstairs or something like that, right?
Correct. That would be a good idea.
So that helps with the soundproofing, but the closed cell insulation, and I'm glad that you mentioned that. So not only is it going to make your home more energy efficient, but that spray foam the insulation that you're spraying on the roof sheathing, that's kind of acting like liquid nails, right? It's making your
yes.
your roof attached stronger to your home, right?
Yeah, I call it liquid nails and insulation.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I got that from you.
And I'm sorry, not liquid, Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla glue. Okay. and that's important because, you know, the experts always say if you lose your roof,
it's raining in your house.
It's that's the end of it. You're going to be in big trouble.
And the closed cell is also waterproof. So there was a time when I lost a couple shingles off the front of my roof, and I didn't really worry about it too much until it started to not look so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to have my roof reshingled after the spray foam.
Gotcha.
It didn't do anything to the foam at all.
You know, I've noticed at our home show a few months ago, a lot of people were coming in looking for hurricane protection for their home, and they may not be thinking about strengthening their roof, but it's kind of a two for one. You end up getting the benefit of lower energy bills, and then you end up having your roof is stronger. So that's kind of that gives mm-hmm. you some peace of mind too.
The closed cell foam is also good for underneath your house if you're on a crawl space, because hardwoods tend to move, at least they have over the last couple of years, more so with all the rain that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
And when the floors are moving, you know, they're doing all kinds of things. And so the foam underneath the floor acts as a vapor barrier, and it, you know, strengthens your floor as well, but it preserves your and protects your hardwood floors. I've gone and seen all kinds of floors doing things.
You know, and the biggest misconception about spray foam insulation is that the four walls of your home, those are the biggest surface areas of your home. You may be thinking, well, you know, I'd love to put spray foam insulation in the walls, but that's really not needed as much as the attic and the in underneath the house and the crawl space.
Yeah, it's called the stack effect. So air draws up and down, and so it goes when you open your front door, the air goes right out your roof. Just goes right out the top.
So if you just insulate your attic and underneath your house and your crawl space, you're going to save how much do you give estimates of what people will save?
Probably about 40%. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. Every house is kind of different.
And when Energy One America spray foamed the Charleston Home and Design magazine office, our energy bills dropped $100 a month, and they were only about 300 to begin with, so
that's
you know
nice.
That's a third that mm-hmm. we were saving. So it really, really does work. And sometimes people make some claims with how much it's going to save people money for this product or that. But when it comes to spray foam insulation, it really works.
It does work. And once you've had it, I don't think you can go back to fiberglass.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Well, how can folks get more information about Energy One America?
They can check us out on our website, energyoneamerica.com, or they can call the local office at 843-388-6260.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Caroline Kreese with Energy One America. Thanks so much, Caroline.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is coming to you from Pacific Shore Stones. They're located at 414 Jessen Lane, just off of Clements Ferry Road near Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. How you doing, Robert?
Pretty good, Tim. Nice to be here today.
Yeah. Take a moment, Robert, and tell everybody about All About Garage Doors.
All About Garage Doors is a company that me and my wife started. It's going on about 12 years now. So it's something that we're a local small business here in the Tri-County area. We sell CHI overhead products. With me and my wife, there's eight of us that work with it. So we're small enough that, you know, we can still get the jobs, and big enough that we can give the customer service that our customers are looking for.
Gotcha. People can go to a big box store and order a garage door, right? What's the difference between working with an independent company like All About Garage Doors versus maybe going to a big box?
Well, one of the things, we're definitely very competitive. On price, we actually beat the box stores on certain sizes of doors. Whereas, you know, they're able to fit something on a shelf in a box, whereas we stock and able to sell products. You know, garage doors can be a pretty good size. So that's one thing that we can do that a lot of customers are surprised that when they check out our pricing. But just the customer service, we come out to your residence. We don't charge you to measure. We come out, we give you a quote. We kind of go through the process of going through the garage doors, trying to listen what you're looking for, what kind of look you're looking for your house. And also, all our doors are standard hurricane rated doors. Mm-hmm. So it's not Every product that we sell is wind loaded to 130 miles an hour. So that's something that you don't have to. Some box stores, they'll give you a price, and then next thing you know, they're giving you another price for the wind loaded. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's something that all our doors are wind loaded to 130 miles an hour. And I just think it's about the customer service, mm-hmm. just providing you. I want to treat my customers how I would want to be treated. And so if you're going to say you're going to come out and do something, then you need to go ahead and do it. Mm-hmm. Do a good job.
How long has All About Garage Doors been in business?
It's been, like I said, it's been over about 12 years now.
12 years. Okay. So you're well established.
Yes. Yeah, so, and it's something that I have a passion for. Garage doors, you know, a lot of people, you know, they don't really think about it until they don't work. Mm-hmm. So, but it's something that I'm very passionate about, and I really enjoy my job and come to work every day. And being able to work on people's garage doors is something, one of the highlights of mine. And I don't know how to take that, if that's a good thing or not, but I really do enjoy what I do.
Mm-hmm. Well, good deal. Well, I guess the old thing they say is if you love your work, you never work a day, right?
Correct, yes.
And what's your background, Robert? You're a veteran, correct?
Correct. Yeah, my background. So I'm definitely into serving. I like to serve. I served my country in the Air Force, and then I also served my state on South Carolina Highway Patrol. And so I got into garage doors about 12 years ago, starting a business out, and it just grew. And then that's what I do full time now. So. Like I said, we have employees that work for us, and so pretty much what I'm doing now is I'm training and making sure the quality is there for our customers.
You know, I guess I'm kind of you know, setting you up for you know, for our listeners, the argument that you should be doing business with a local company, and especially a veteran-owned company. All About Garage Doors has been around for 12 years. So rather, you know, you really can vote with your wallet. And so rather than going to a big box store where all of those dollars are going out of Charleston, they're leaving Charleston. You know, you can call All About Garage Doors. They're obviously well established, been around for 12 years. You're going to get a level of customer service that is superior to what you get at the big box store. And it's you're talking with experts in garage doors, and versus, you know, maybe we've all had this experience where you go to the big box store and, you know, you ask somebody a question and they really don't know the answer. They worked in the paint department last week and the electrical department the week before and so forth.
Well, exactly. And that's something that our customers like. And, you know, with technology today, I mean, it's gone so far with technology, but still that face-to-face where people are coming out to your home and kind of explaining, kind of looking. Because, you know, like you said, when you go to a box store, you don't know who you're getting. And, you know, if you're lucky, it's somebody that really has the experience, or, you know, most of the time it's not. Mm-hmm. So we really, that's all we do is garage doors. So that's something that I try to make sure that we're trained on, that we're doing. And there's really not a lot of stuff I haven't seen over the years. So I can help out a lot of people. Thank you.
Well, speaking of helping people out, what are some tips you can give our listeners about preventative maintenance on their garage doors?
Well, especially right now in the South with the weather. So, you know, we have to deal with the coast. So we got a lot of humidity. So this translates to your garage doors that you may have to, you know, maintain them a little bit more than you would up north. So, and then again, you know, when it gets cold, you know, your garage door acts, because for one day it might be warm and then the next day it might have dropped 20 degrees. So if you keep a well-maintained garage door, keeping it greased, you know, get a technician out there. You know, we do tune-ups. It's fairly reasonable cost. You know, we do a $49.99 tune-up. I do recommend maybe calling and doing that at least once a year, because we're able to get into those little spots that you may not think of if you just go out there and grease the door yourself. Mm-hmm. And so definitely that's going to, in the long run, it's going to keep the cost down for you on the maintenance if you just keep up with your garage doors, because it is the largest moving object in your house, and a lot of people are using them more now than they have in the past, you know, with the front door, everything's automatic and everything like that.
What is like some of the, I'm trying to think of the right way to put it, the maybe tricks of the trade, things that that can go wrong, that are very, very simple fixes, things you should do before you call All About Garage Doors to come out and repair. Like your garage door won't close, or maybe it won't open. You know, what would be like the number one reason that could happen?
Well, I mean, there's a lot, but we always want to start off with the simplest thing. So, you know, first thing you want to check is the sensors on the garage door opener. They're designed to indicate if there's something in the way. So if you ever noticed them in the garage, they're supposed to be lit up. So that's something that you can check. Also, you know, I had a customer send me a video of what the garage door was doing, and I was able to, you know, tell them what they did, what was going on. But, you know, usually you want to call a professional like us. Like I said, you know, we do free estimates to come out. But I think one of the things that I get a lot of is, you know, people will sit there and they'll hear a bang or something on the garage or a noise or something. And we get a lot of broken springs. So that's something that you definitely want to call a professional out. These springs can be dangerous if you're not knowing what you're doing, changing them out. So that would be one of the definite things. But preventive maintenance is something that fairly easy that a person can do, a physical inspection once a month, taking a look at your garage door, making sure there's no loose bolts or anything, you know, falling out. That's something that can be preventive maintenance.
We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you about some new products that All About Garage Door has, the LiftMaster.
Well, LiftMaster is one of our vendors that we sell. LiftMaster is a garage door opener that we sell. They've come out with so many new technologies now. They have apps that you can open and close with your phone, which is real nice if you get a lot of packages delivered from like UPS. And you know, you can open the door, garage door, and let them put the package inside. There's a lot more security systems that are in play with garage doors, you know, with roaming codes to where you don't have to worry about people coming in, you know, trying to open your garage door with a remote, you know, from down the street or something. So Wi-Fi is real big. It's starting garage doors. You're just going to see more of that. Wi-Fi already built into your garage door, especially with smart homes and with people that are doing stuff. That's something that's coming, and it's very big.
Very good. Well, how can folks get more information about All About Garage Doors?
You can, of course, you know, take a look at y'all's website or with the magazine, or you can contact us on our website at aagdcharleston.com, or give us a call at our office. It's area code 843-832-4304.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Robert Gatch with All About Garage Doors. Thanks so much, Robert.
Thank you, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour, and the Charleston Fall Home Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next Saturday.